and welcome back, or welcome for the first time, to another episode of 21 and Up. My name is Amy.
And I'm Destiny.
And we have some fans, Destiny.
We do.
We're blowing up.
Quite the stuff.
Yeah, I've had, you know, maybe it's because they're my friends, so maybe we're not actually that cool, but I have had two whole people tell me that they listen to every podcast. So
yeah, I've had a few of my friends, they're like, oh my god, I love the podcast. And even like people I went to high school with that I don't even talk to, like messaged me on Instagram, they're like, oh my god, I love it. But then like a few of my really close friends don't even listen to
I know it. I still think that my boyfriend has not listened to a single episode.
Really? Okay, that's funny, because Jay will literally play, like, he saves the episode until he can go, like, on his way to work.
That's so sweet.
And sometimes he'll make me listen to it. Like, if we're in his truck going, like, kind of a far distance, he'll make me listen to it.
Do you ever choose to listen to our podcast on your own?
No, I've only listened to it, like, because sometimes if I'm in a hurry editing, I'll just, like, I won't listen to the middle of it. I'll just edit the end of it.
Oh, yeah, because you edit the whole thing, so you're tired of hearing us.
Right, okay. And so, like, I'll play it just so make sure nothing messed up.
Yeah.
But, no, the only time I've, like, listen to it because I was in the car with my mom and we went to see family and she wanted to listen to it.
That's sweet. I get embarrassed listening to it in front of other people. Like our first episode, I was so excited. I was like, Margo, listen to my podcast. And then I was like, I regretted it once I started hit play.
I know.
But I do listen to it on my own. Like I went for a run the other day and listened to our podcast the whole time.
That's so funny.
I don't know, but it was when we had Alicia on, and so I don't know. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, that's the one I listened to in the car with my mom. That one was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But no, one time I was in the car with like three or four of my friends and they were like, oh my god, let's listen. And I turn it on and then I was like, no, let's turn it off.
No,
let's
turn it off.
I was like, I don't like hearing my own voice.
No, like I think I'm funny, but I don't want to think I'm funny with somebody else next to me maybe thinking I'm not funny.
Right. But then I like tried to act like I had a big head and I was like, shut up, hoes, listen, it's me. I said, this is my part.
I'm a star. But I actually, one of my friends asked me to ask you a question on her behalf.
Oh, okay.
From our first episode, she is really hung up on why you went to Latvia.
Oh, okay. Cool. That'll be a fun story to share. So my boyfriend, before we met, he lived in Eastern Europe. He did mission work over there for like a year. And he was based out of Latvia. But he kind of traveled like throughout Russia and all of Eastern Europe. So he knows a lot of people over there. And actually one of my best friends, I met her through Jay. She lives in Latvia. So we went over there to do charity work.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. I think I kind of have this theory that everyone should, like, whether you're religious or not, do some kind of like mission charity work.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be religious, like just being a good person.
Right. Yeah. Like I think you should go serve people and be around people that aren't as fortunate as you, especially like outside of the US. Cause like obviously there's poverty here, but in Latvia, like it's like a total different world.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, And so, yeah, we're wanting to hopefully go back soon because he has a lot of friends there and I, like one of my best friends lives over there. And so, It's a really beautiful place. It's kind of like a, like you get outside of the capital city and, you know, it's a little rough, but the Riga is absolutely beautiful.
Well, there you go.
Travel tips from
Aaron
Destiny.
Aaron will be very happy to know that you're answered. but Destiny, you and I are officially real friends. We went on a date, on a friend date. To Jingle Ball.
I know, that was so fun. I'm so glad that we got to go.
Yeah, I had a blast.
That was fun. And what did you think about like all the artists we saw?
I think I'm really bad, you know, for the internship that we have on this, you know, pop culture hit radio station. I don't pay attention, I guess, to which artists are singing which songs.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because I feel the exact same way. Like sometimes, like I am into pop culture, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't keep up with it as much as I should.
Yeah, I know all the songs that are on the radio. And then we go to Jingle Ball and we got to see Charlie Puth, Liam Payne, Niall Horan, Kesha, The Chainsmokers, Why Don't We? And we missed Camila Cabello.
I know, because we were drinking in the lounge.
But there's really good free mac and cheese and brownies. I could have stayed there all night. But so when Charlie Puth was performing, I was like, this song's by him. And then he would do the next one. I was like, this one's by him. And
yeah, and I feel like we had moments where we kind of looked at each other and we were like, wait, he sings this? But yeah.
Destiny didn't know that Liam Payne was a member of One Direction.
Forgive me, all you One Directioners. I didn't ever listen to One Direction. Like, you know, I would hear their songs on the radio, but I wasn't a diehard fan like a lot of people are. And so he came out on stage and I've heard his name before.
Right.
But I did not picture him to look like that at all. Like, no offense, but he just looks very ordinary.
Well, that's the thing, is he was just like an average dude. And then he got together with the boys. Like, they all were. And so he's just...
But I feel like all the rest of them look like stars. No offense to him. He doesn't look like a pop star.
He's got that trendy thing now. He kind of has his eyebrows like shaved a little on the end.
Still doesn't make him look like a pop star.
Listen, I don't know. He's a dad now, so he's got to do a balance between pop star heartthrob and papa.
I guess. But papa, yeah, bear. You showed me a picture of all the One Directioner guys, and I was like, what? He literally looks like he just walked up. And I was like, hey, guys, pick. And, like, he's not a part of the band. Like, maybe he's a manager or, like, an assistant or something.
No, he's...
He was good. He was good.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty excited because I've never been to a concert with backup dancers.
Oh, yeah. He had some good dancers.
Yeah.
They were all decked out in all white.
Ooh. Yeah. I was actually like watching the dancers more than the performers, like throughout the most of the concert. They were so good.
They were so good. Like, I will say, so neither of us really knew who Why Don't We was. They're the new boy band, but they did have some good dance moves.
Okay, they did, but I wasn't impressed.
I wouldn't say I was overall impressed. Partially because I think I went deaf from all of the 12-year-old girls around us just screaming, literally shrieking. My eardrums hurt. So I don't think I actually heard any of their music.
I don't think their maybe something was up with their mics because I feel like I couldn't hear their voices.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No. I don't know what was up with that. I feel like they sung really quiet. Maybe they were lip singing, honestly.
Because they're too busy dancing. They're doing this cute little thing with their feet where they just went side to side, and then it was like a waterfall, and all did it.
That was cool, but they were like not near as good as the backup dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did like little dances, but
they're just trying, you know?
They were trying, but they weren't my favorite, to be honest.
Okay, who was your favorite?
Kesha, for sure. She killed it.
She performed.
Like, yeah, she like made the concert her own.
She started stripping a little bit.
Like,
there was confetti.
I kind of feel like all the other artists, like, we saw Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, I forgot about her. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I love you, Hailee.
Okay, she was really good. But I kind of got the feeling that she was just, because they only performed, like, what, 4 or 5 songs each?
Mm-hmm. I think she only did 3, her specifically.
Yeah, she wasn't on for very long at all. But I almost feel like she was just kind of there. Like, she showed up, she did her thing, and she left. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like Kesha performed.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she interacted with the crowd.
Yeah.
And, man, she was great. I would, like, out of all the people we saw, I honestly don't think I would go see anyone at their own concert except for Kesha.
Absolutely. Do you know if she's coming back here? Because I would
I hope so.
I'm going to look that up later.
But she was great. And, you know, she played I don't know a lot of her new album stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling Amy, I was like, okay, if she doesn't sing TikTok, I'm out. I'm done.
I was really nervous because she did one of her throwback songs. She sang Take It Off. And I was like, oh, man, she's not going to play TikTok. And Destiny's going to leave. And I'm not going to have her ride home.
And yeah, the last song. Oh, man, that was good.
She did a good job because I was worried that she wouldn't do her old music because she's kind of rebranded herself and is trying to move on from, because she had a really hard past.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, well, maybe she's not going to do that party girl music anymore. But she did her old songs, but in a new way.
Yeah. She did a lot of like electric guitar with
it.
Yeah,
it was almost kind of bluesy.
Yeah.
It was so good. And she had this pink, long pink hair. She just looked.
Okay, I need to know what kind of wig glue homegirl was using because she was like hair flipping and head banging. Mm-hmm. And oh, girl, that wig stayed in place.
It was natural, probably.
No, it definitely was a wig.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looked great.
I wish I was famous and I could just wear wigs all the time and be normal.
I know. I see, like, all these, like, celebrities that have, like, blue, and it's obviously a wig, but, like, yeah. blue, long hair, but I would look like a doofus in a wig. People would be like, what are you wearing? Go
home. Try it
home.
Out. Do it for the wedding.
Oh, my God. Just show up in, like, this hot pink, long wig.
Or maybe just like a subtle pink. If you wear a blush dress, you could get your hair to match the color of your dress.
Oh.
It'd be so cute.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to go with a blush dress. Jay was like, he was not a fan of the colored dresses, but I kind of don't care, honestly. Yeah. I'm like, my wedding, I'll wear what I want.
Honestly, you're going to look beautiful and he's going to be like, I love you. Just like that.
But yeah, who was after Kesha?
After Kesha was Niall.
Okay.
Sweet Niall.
He's so cute. I just want to like pinch him. And
yeah. I love his new songs. It's just, it's kind of Ed Sheeran-esque. Just
it is.
Very chill,
yeah.
Like pretty sing-songy. It made us a little sleepy.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I could sit through an entire concert of his.
Yeah.
Just because he doesn't, I mean, his it's slower music. So he's not like running around dancing and. But
I feel like he has the potential, though, to get more jams in there. Because, you know, Ed Sheeran, has, like I said, he has the same kind of music, but he still has, like, that song Sing, where it's like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's fun. So he's just growing his repertoire. And that was only a few songs that he did. So
yeah, that's true. But, yeah, he was really good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, they said in the interviews, we saw the interviews with JC, he was just like super laid back.
Oh, yeah.
Really, seems really cool.
I always said if I was going to, you know, everyone has their favorite member of One Direction, and mine was for sure Niall.
Really?
Because he's just like, he's like the funny, cute one.
Yeah. I think he'd probably be like the most down to earth one.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not like, I don't have a crush on him, but I just
he's
would
like
love to hang
cute.
Out. I want to be his friend.
Niall
will be my friend.
I feel like that when I think of One Direction, I think of Harry.
Yeah.
He's like the face of One Direction.
He is.
And his new, have you listened to his new album?
Not the whole thing.
Oh, do you like it?
Oh,
I think it's so good.
They're all doing very well for themselves as individual artists, like I will say.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That's cool that they can.
I guess you're all talented.
Chainsmokers.
Hmm.
Okay. I've never seen them in concert. Amy said that was her third time seeing them.
Not even by choice. I've been forced to see them three times.
That's so funny that you're not even like a huge fan and that's your third time to see them.
You know, so Luke, my boyfriend, once told me he read an article that said that the Chainsmokers are the Nickelback of our generation. Like the
really?
Nickelback of EDM music. And if you think about it, like... because Nickelback was so popular, like everyone loved the songs, and then you look back and you're like, that was ridiculous sounding. And I don't know, their songs are so catchy, like, yeah, they're fun, but seeing them live,
they weren't as exciting as I thought they would be.
No, they just because they're mainly just producers, so they just press buttons on a stage with a bunch of equipment and just shoot laser beams and fire and confetti at you.
That was kind of cool, but like their actual performance, that's why I told Amy, I was like, okay, I want to stay for one song.
Yeah, which is totally
and
fair.
Just see how they are. And then by the second song, I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just something about them like rubs me the wrong way. Just the way they kind of walk. Mm-hmm.
Although a lot of my friends saw them in Las Vegas and said it was a blast, which I totally believe if you're at the Chainsmokers in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm sure they put a little more effort into a Las Vegas show.
A couple drinks or a couple hundred drinks.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, Chainsmokers!
Yeah. But, yeah, I heard from other people that were at Jingle Ball that said they were like, yeah, we were not impressed with the Chainsmokers.
I think, so the first time I saw them was at ACL, Austin City Limits Music Festival. And so everybody is just standing room around the around the stage that's outside. And so everyone can dance because you're all just on the floor, the ground together. And the two other times I've seen them, it's in this arena, like stadium type setting. And it's just not the right vibe. Like you kind of want to be part of a crowd, I think.
Yeah.
When you're listening to
them.
Okay,
yeah. I noticed a Jingle Ball. Like I went to, okay, this sounds really lame and seeny-weeny of me, but I love Paramore.
No, I love Paramore.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh.
And my best friend and I went and saw them in 2013, and they, oh, so good. so good. And so they came back around in September of this year. Oh. And I was like, okay, we have to go. And my boyfriend's so sweet. He bought us tickets to go see them because he didn't want to go see them with me. So he's like, I'll buy you tickets and you and your best friend can go see them again. And oh, they killed it. And the crowd is just like so, there's so much energy in the crowd. And like, my, like everyone was just dancing and like having a good time. And at Jingle Ball, I feel like, you know, like I like to dance and stuff, but everyone was just kind of very to themselves. And I feel like a lot of concerts I've gone to have been like so much energy and like, I don't know, to be fair, the music, like can't get down to now horn and headbang, but.
And everyone's just screaming. So can you even hear him sing? You can't.
That's true. It's a lot of younger kids too that were there.
So. Yeah, Kesha dropped a few F-bombs, and I was like, there are children here, Kesha Rose.
I know. I know. I thought, as soon as she said that, I thought about, because Kelly was there with her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought about, I was like, oh, God, like, she's probably covering her ears.
Oh, well. You know, they got to hear it at some point.
Yeah.
What else? So we got to go through that. That's pretty much it.
Right? Yeah.
It was. We got to go through that, though, because of our internship. They let us go. And then they invited us to the Christmas party this weekend.
Which I'm really excited about.
I'm so excited, but I don't know what to wear.
I know. I'm like on the fence because I have this like really sparkly gold dress and it's long sleeve.
Oh, yeah. You showed me a picture of it. It's so cute.
But I think it's very loud. It's, I don't know. I don't like to be like center of attention.
Yeah.
I wore that to a New Year's Eve party where like everyone was kind of dressing, you know, kind of fun. But I don't know. I think I'm just going to wear... like a black dress.
Yeah. And what do you do? So, okay, you're the young girl in the office. Whatever your job is, you get invited to the company party. How do you dress so that you're not like, oh, I'm showing off. I'm the young 20-something-year-old. But you also like...
But you want to look cute.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard for girls.
It is, yeah. So the dress I have, it's like a short, but it's long sleeve. It has bell sleeves. And it has like a cutout in the center of the chest. So it's not like revealing.
Oh, I can. But it's, yes. It so like, does it have like a high neck with like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like, it's not something I would wear to church, but it's not something. And I probably wouldn't wear it to like my grandparents' house, but I don't know. It's not like I don't feel uncomfortable in it.
I think holiday parties, black, sparkles, red, not too much boobs. I had a friend, so we have this party tonight with my sorority, and my friend just texted a bunch of us, and she goes, can anyone help tape and or contour my boobs tonight?
That's so funny.
I don't know.
The struggle you have to go to. Yeah, with this dress, I'll definitely have to wear my sticky boobs.
Mm.
Sticky boobs save my life.
It is hard being a girl, like, trying to do something with the chest.
Yeah.
What, like, dresses nowadays? Have them, you can't even wear it.
Which I am thankful. I have small boobs. So, you know, I get like the little silicone, like sticky, they're not even sticky boobs, they're sticky nipple covers. So you just slap those on and I'm good to go.
Fashion.
When I was in Mexico, those saved my life.
I feel like you'd sweat them off.
No, I got so sunburned. Like the second day we were there, I couldn't put on my bra.
Oh.
And so, like, I don't really want to walk around braless in Mexico.
Did you buy aloe vera?
Okay, I didn't buy it, but we had went for Jay's mom's wedding.
Right.
And they had bought a bottle. It was like $20 a bottle there. Yeah. Like stupid.
Yeah.
And so we were all like rationing the aloe vera because nobody wanted to pay $20 for it. Was like tiny bottles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And sunscreen was like $20 a bottle.
Thankfully. That's what you can buy for your white elephant gift at the company Christmas party. Just get a really expensive bottle of sunscreen and everyone will be like, this is dumb, which makes it funny.
Yeah.
I also don't know how to do white elephant. I'm going clueless into this party.
Okay, so Russ said, all the white elephant things I've been to, like, some people do funny gifts, but most people try to make it at least useful. But Russ told me the other day, he was like, yeah, our white elephant's just gag gifts, pretty much.
Right.
And so I was like, what the heck? Like, I hate spending money on something people won't use. I mean, it's only $20, but still, like, so I think I have an idea. And it's, it's funny. But I would use it. And no, it's not nothing like dirty.
Yeah. Someone was like, I wouldn't want someone to put a sex toy in there because then you can't use that. And I was like, I mean.
I guess some people can.
Someone could.
Yeah. No, mine's, I would use it. But.
Oh, the gift that you're putting in. Okay. I was like, no, not personal.
But yeah, I don't know. I have to go get that today, actually.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm a procrastinator in all things, including gift purchasing. So today, I can't do it today. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow, probably right before the party. Honestly.
Yeah, I thought about that, but yeah, I think I'm going to go to Target after I leave here because I have 3 white elephant gifts to get.
Oh, you're popular. Mm. Tis the season.
This is actually the first, I think I had a Christmas party last year with just like 3 or 4 of my close friends and, you know, a get together, really. And this is the first year I've actually been invited to like real Christmas parties.
Oh.
I have the company Christmas party and then a friend that works with my boyfriend. And then I'm having like my own little like get together. It's not a party. It's like a...
Why didn't you invite me?
I was actually going to text you and ask if you wanted to come.
Sure.
It's next.
You say that now.
No, I swear. Last night I was like, you know what? I was like, I should ask Amy to come.
Oh.
But
because we're real friends now.
Yes. But I kind of held off because I texted, it's 4 girls. Mm. And I sent a group message and I was like, hey, just making sure if everyone's still coming. And all of them replied. They were like, probably, I think so. So I was like, okay, great. Maybe no one's going to show up. But no, I would love for you to come if you are available.
Okay.
When? Oh, it's next Saturday. Day after I graduate.
Oh my gosh.
Like a mix of a graduation celebration and...
And Christmas?
Yes.
I'll get you a graduation ornament for your tree.
Aw.
Sorry, I ruined your gift.
I told everyone, I was like, oh, because I get really... I love to host parties.
Yeah.
When it's on me. When someone expects me to host a party, I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. You kind of turn into mom mode.
Yeah.
I have that too. I used to host like, not bachelorette parties, but like the show Bachelorette. Viewing parties.
Oh yeah,
at my department.
That's fun.
I did over the summer. Yeah, I was like, anyone need any snacks?
Yeah, yeah. And so
I love it.
I told everyone, I was like, I'm gonna cook, you know, all these cute little Christmas snacks. I had it all in my head, and I had it all over my Pinterest board. And then I was like, I'm a horrible cook. I'm just gonna order like takeout or pizza. But I think I am gonna try to make some really good mixed drinks.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's good. You can't order those.
Right. I was like, surely I can't mess up, you know.
But honestly, like, some takeout is all I need.
Yeah.
I order delivery Chinese food too often.
See, I order pizza too often.
Yeah, that too.
But I'm such a, like, cheapskate with my money. I hate paying for delivery.
Well, so me and my friends, like, we have this, like I said, we have this formal tonight. And a group of us are... Like, we're all going to be wearing, like, these long, pretty dresses, and we're just ordering pizza before because we didn't want to do an expensive dinner.
I don't blame you. I'm so, like, I'm not tight with my money because I'll go blow $200 in Sephora like it's nothing. But when
it
comes to paying for the $5 to deliver, I'm like, oh, no. Because the Domino's is literally, like, I could walk to it from my house. So, I'm like, I'll go pick it up. I'll drive. I'll go pick it up. But, yeah, I'm excited. I feel very festive this year. And I think I'm going to put my tree up today.
Yay. Is it real? It's fake.
No, it's not real.
Question. I'm like, if it was real, you already would have put it up. I'm sorry.
It's fake.
Yeah, I don't have time for real trees.
I have like most of my Christmas decor kind of put out, but now I just have the tree.
That's so exciting.
I know. I'm really excited.
Aww.
But I'm super excited for the party tomorrow. I think it's going to be really fun.
Me too. I feel like we're going to have some good stories to tell.
I know.
Catch it next week.
Yeah, I saw Russ yesterday. He was like, oh, hey, by the way, after the party, you know, everyone kind of goes to Big Al's bar. I was like, so you're inviting the interns?
I'm inviting.
And then he was like, well, I mean, anyone can go to Big Al's bar. I was like, okay, well, I feel special. Bye.
Okay, when you told me that, I was like, well, I was going to go out anyway, so.
Yeah, he was like, I mean, really anybody could go, but.
Yeah, that's when I'll bring my boyfriend because he wasn't invited to the party.
I know. I know. I told my mom. I was like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to go to Big Al's bar. She's like, oh, I could come. I was like, no, mom, you can't.
No, no.
You can.
Anyone can go except for our parents.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I might, if I do end up going to the Big Al's, I may invite my boyfriend just so he doesn't feel left out.
Yeah. I mean, y'all are engaged, so you're a package deal. Packaged.
Yeah. Somewhat.
Okay. Well, I tried.
But yeah, super excited.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Everyone's getting festive. Lots of plans.
Yeah, I have my weekends. Okay, so I'm like usually pretty lame and I don't do a lot of stuff. But my weekends for the next few weekends are pretty packed. Like this girl. Tonight, I'm going to a surprise party. And
tonight's ruined. You ruined the surprise.
They probably won't listen to it.
Okay.
Today.
Well.
So. and then, tomorrow we have the party. Next weekend. Am I graduating next weekend? No. I have another party next weekend. Oh, and then my party.
Look of panic on your face.
Yeah, I'm graduating. And I got my cap and gown in.
Oh.
I'm graduating on the 15th. But for my school, we didn't have to apply for graduation or anything.
You're just going
to
show up?
Or I was never told to apply. And so I texted one of my friends. She's graduating too. I was like, hey, were we supposed to apply for graduation? And she was like, I didn't get an email about it. I was like, okay, watch this. Show up and like not be able to walk, but whatever. Exciting stuff happening this month.
Yeah, I ran a half marathon.
I don't know how you do that, honestly.
I don't know either.
You sent me a Snapchat the other day and your watch said like, what, 8 miles?
Almost. It was 7.55.
That literally makes me want to vomit. I wish I could do that though.
Yeah, I have to run 9 miles right after this. So
what the heck?
Like, how do we put this off?
So how do you train for this, or do you just go in blindly like, I'm gonna run 9 miles today?
Well, I mean, like, all the training I've done before the 9 miles is just like, every time you run you like become a better runner.
Yeah.
And I did cross country since high school, or since middle school, and I did 5Ks with my family growing up. I used to play soccer, so like running just comes easily.
Yeah,
running more than 4 or 5 miles isn't easy. Like that, like
even 4 or 5 miles sounds like so much to me. I'm just so unathletic and so not good at running. Okay, funny story real quick. When I was in junior high, I got into athletics. And it was off season track. And it was only 1 mile. They were like, okay, ladies, like run 1 mile, you have as much time in the world.
Oh, so it's not even
it took me like 15 minutes to run it. And I was the last one. People were lapping me. And I had asthma too.
Okay.
So like that didn't help. But okay, it wasn't bad that I couldn't run. It was just an annoyance. And so my mom, finally, I was like, Mom, they won't let me out of athletics. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so she's like, okay, well, I'll just write you a note. So for a week, she like wrote me a note like, oh, Destiny's asthma is really bad. Then the next week, I was like, can you write me another note for this week?
Oh, my gosh.
So for the entire year, I think it was a semester, because I think I got to get out this semester. She wrote me a note every single day. And the coaches were pissed. And they would, like, make announcements. So, like, y'all need to stop having your mom write notes, and y'all need to actually get out there and run. And I was like, hey, well, you can't do anything about it. So
I have the asthma.
I was like, who's laughing now? I'm sitting up here in the bench and all my friends are running and literally throwing up on the side.
Oh, my gosh. Ew.
Yeah, this one girl threw up pizza rolls next to me. And it was just, first of all, who eats pizza rolls for breakfast? Because we ran at like 7 a.m. Homegirl was eating pizza rolls at like 6 a.m.
Honestly, I love that.
I would vomit just not even running, just eating the pizza rolls.
Okay, well, if any of you have ever used a fake doctor's note to get out of anything, share those stories with us, because that's funny, and we will tell you about our really exciting weekend next week.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Woo!
But thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe on Google Play, Audio Boom, Apple Podcast, and you can even go write us a comment. So, and go check us out on Instagram, 21 and Up Podcast.